Yo.
Yo.
Now it works.
Say what?
It works.
That's weird because when I tried, it wouldn't even do it like that. Oh, well, who gives a fuck? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Two Gun Tony, and we are the Troublemakers.
Yes, sir.
All right, so the nitty gritty. Actually, let me add a side note first. Have you ever had a Mandela effect about a song that you remembered? And it went
Not really.
and it hold on, but wait. It went totally different.
Nah, what song is that?
So this is gonna sound mad weird to start off with, okay? So I was humming this melody today, right? And I'm just like just kept humming it. And I'm like, where the fuck have I heard this song before? And like I couldn't come up with the words, and the words that I quote unquote thought I remembered were totally different, right? And I like had to dig down in my core memory. Do you know what song it was?
What?
A song called Flying My Colors from Care Bears 2.
Flying my colors?
Like deep down in the 80s and shit.
Was Care
And
Bears 2? That's the one with the cousins?
Care Bear, Care Cousins. Yeah, remember that movie, Care Bears 2, where they were at the fucking camp?
No.
So this is what I remember about the
At a
movie. And
camp.
like, say what?
At a camp.
They were at a camp. Yeah, they were helping kids at a camp. I kid you not.
Is that Care Bears 2?
Yeah, that's Care Bears 2. I think it's called Care Bears 2: The New Generation, if I remembered it right.
That's not no 80s movie, is it?
Yeah, it is.
So what was the one with the two little kids that was in that was orphans or something?
I think that was Care Bears 1. I
So
don't
what was
know.
the one with the boy with the magic book?
Shit, I don't remember. Hold on, let me look at this shit. Care Bears 2, The New Generation, 1986. So, hold on, let me see the premise of the movie. Before the events of the Care Bear movie, somewhere out in the ocean, a yellow bear and a purple horse, which live in a giant ship, look after a pack of baby animals known as the Care Bear Cubs and a Care Bear Cubs cousin. What the fuck?
That's weird.
Oh yeah, so the Red Serpent was a shapeshifter, and he shapeshifted as one of the camp members.
I don't remember that one. Not unless I'm putting two movies together.
I don't know. Like I said, it was mad weird, and I don't
So,
even.
maybe the one, it had like a care meter, and the care meter was going down, so care a lot was starting to like crack.
I think that's part of the premise. I don't remember. Like I said,
Okay.
it was just one of those things that, like I said, I just started humming a melody out of nowhere. Mind you, I haven't seen this movie in over 30 years. Well
My
over 30.
song off that one of those movies was Care a Lot is a place where you can go.
No, that has to be in the first movie.
Yeah, that's my shit.
Okay, yeah, that has to be the first movie. Like Flying My Colors, they had
Gang banging?
no, man. Remember when they used to put the power out of their belly and shit?
Used to bust on each other with Care Bear jizz.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what the song's about. But
Flying my colors, huh?
that's it.
Damn.
Co-written by Smokey Robinson.
Was it?
No.
Oh.
Oh man, so
Who
as
owns
my
Care Bears?
you said what?
Who owns Care Bears?
That's Disney, right?
I don't think so.
Let me look.
That's something else.
Okay, Care Bears is Columbia Pictures. I don't know. I gotta look this shit up. But what I was about
Oh,
to say is
no. Who was the one with the two little kids? No.
I guess.
I don't know. I remember the cartoon. Like, I always get those two kind of mixed up, though. Because I know they swoop down in their cloud car on some.
Yeah, they had that fucking what's it called? Yeah, the cloud mobile.
Yeah.
Hey, remember that shit you sound like?
Yeah, they swooped down.
Word.
And then kidnapped two white kids.
Are you watching?
Yeah. No, I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay.
I'm not remembering this camp shit.
And at the end, they had to do the song We Care?
Damn.
Oh, man.
I see something not right. Where would they find the cousins at? Because I remember them finding the cousins, and they didn't have no logos on their stomach. Maybe they found them in the first movie. No. Okay, I do remember that redhead nigga looking like something. Yeah.
Yo, that's a shapeshifter.
Yeah, something ain't adding up with me though. The Care Bears movie.
I'm sorry to spend the first 5 minutes talking about Care
Bears. Hey, Care Bears movies are my fucking shit, man. No, Care Bears movie one, they got the two kids.
After orphanage, right?
They got the two little kids at the orphanage because somebody was reading a story, and then the dude that was reading the story was he the little kid in the story?
Was he the shapeshifter? I have no idea. Like I said, I've never seen part one.
Dude found that magic book because he worked at the circus or something. And then the magic book started talking to him and was telling him to do all kind of scruffy shit. And
what?
And then they gave him the Care Bear stairs. I think, yeah. That's, yeah, like, so part two, I can't really remember part two.
Like I said, part two is the one I've seen.
Yeah, part one is the one I know.
But I know
I seen something when they went to go meet the cousins. And the nigga was like laying in grass, and they had the monkey and the lion. Yeah, they met the cousins on part one. Yep, that's what it is.
Gotcha.
When the ship started floating.
Gotcha. Like I said, I've never seen part one.
Nah, part one is, you gotta go. You can watch that on YouTube, the whole thing.
Gotcha.
Where?
But like I said, I just... Wait, is this a game?
Feelings care a lot, and Earth is a home we pay. Yep, that's that shit. But that's like that shit.
It's like I said, the song Flying My Colors, I just kept humming the melody, and I'm like, where the fuck do I know this song from?
Yeah, I don't know Flying My Colors. I know Forest of Feelings.
But the thing about it was, and like I said, you ever just have something just like, You got one memory and it unlocks another memory and it unlocks another memory and it unlocks another memory and you find your answer?
Yeah, I'd be doing that a lot with video games.
It happens with video games also.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, where the fuck do I know this song? And I just kept thinking backwards. And I'm like, okay, let me look up songs in Care Bears 2. Boom, there it is. That's it right there. Y'all don't judge me, okay? Huh?
Can't say I remember that.
Y'all don't judge me.
I must have not saw part two then.
Part two's my shit.
I like part one. Maybe that's why I never watched part two.
Right.
Right.
So let's get into the meat of today's show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, yeah. First, happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers. That's why Red's not on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very, very anti-Valentine's Day.
Why is that?
I've always been anti-Valentine's Day.
Wow, that sounds like a deep-rooted trauma.
We'll talk about it later. We will talk about it later. But, Tugun, you actually executive produced today's show.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell us what we're talking about?
I mean, which one you want to do first? I mean, you could do it.
No. I'm gonna let you go ahead and get your shine.
You know, it is Valentine's Day.
Right.
You know, it's a lot of current things going on. But I asked you if you knew about the Passport Bros, and you said no. So I had you look into it. And you seem like you was a little amazed at it.
All right, so for those who don't know what the Passport Bros are, they're a bunch of American guys who get their passport and go overseas and find women.
Mm-hmm.
And they make a sport out of it. You know what I mean?
Is it a sport?
You know what? I wouldn't call it a sport.
Or did people turn it into that?
I think because people turned social media. I think social media turned it into a sport from reading about it. But I was watching this video, and they had this one guy talk about, you know, the benefits of being a, you know, passport bro. And he was just like, I'm gonna be honest with you. American women have so many standards and so many rules. You can't do this. You got to make this. You have to do this. So on and so on and so on. He said, man, it's tedious.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can find a woman overseas, and the woman overseas will sit there, you know, like, they want to be Americanized so bad that they're willing to succumb to any American man's demands. That's what one guy said.
Mm. Well, but see, he's making it something it's not, maybe, too. He's demonizing it on himself.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Like, willing to succumb to demands. That's kind of, you know, he's already starting off wrong with that one.
Right.
You know, because a lot of people say they do it because the women from certain place in the world were actually raised up with a more nurturing wife, being a wife mentality.
Right.
And you know what I mean?
In some cultures, it benefits being a wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just like, oh, goodness. How can I word this without...
I mean, I wouldn't even say it benefits being a wife, but, you know, they're looking for a more feminine woman. Not a woman. Like, if you come from a long day of work or whatever you do for a living, do you want a wife that's going to be like almost welcoming and you know, worrying about your day or your feelings, or a woman that's going to try to argue as soon as you get home or tell you what she's not going to do?
Right. No,
I get some old shit. And the first thing they say is, I find it funny how, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, which one would you rather come home to?
Listen, I come from a former marriage and former relationships where you would say, hey, what's wrong? Nothing. Cool. So you're not really going to sit there and dig and find what's wrong? No. I asked you the first time. Oh, God, it's just frustrating. So, also what I read about the passport bros is, you know, they have passport bro vacations.
Mm-hmm.
Where these dudes will meet up with other guys in, like, social media groups, passport bros social media groups, and they'll go on vacation with each other and see who can, like, score the most women. And, like, I found that fucking...
You know, like, social media just demonizes it. People been doing this. You know what I'm saying? Men been going into other countries, finding wives and fucking.
Like mail order brides.
Not even mail order brides. It kind of started with the military. Like, most people never been out of the country until they joined the military. You get to go places that you think are fascinating and exotic. You see things that you would never see in America.
That's true.
I mean, imagine it being the World War One, which was, what, the 1920s?
Yeah.
The only thing you know, depending on where you live, is white and black, maybe a Mexican indigenous type look. You know what I'm saying?
Native American.
You know, whatever. White folks killed most of them off, so a lot of people didn't see them.
Damn, dog.
And you 18 years old, and your first trip is Italy, or, you know, somewhere in Panama, or, you know, some island somewhere, you're going to be fascinated. And they're going to be fascinated.
It's something new.
Yeah, but their old world ways or more of a real housewife, but not a woman who just home and cooking, a woman who really takes care of the house, takes care of everything. The house, the yard, the kids, her and the kids farming, you know what I mean?
Right.
Laundry, hand washing laundry and shit, like that's what they do. So, you know, like that's always been kind of a thing. And then as time goes on, people started really traveling more. And, you know, you see something like, damn, they don't act like this where I'm from.
And about the military, what I read is some dudes will actually leave the military and continue to travel abroad just because.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, a lot of people found out, retired and moved to these places. But you know what I mean?
Again, in my research, a lot of men, they go there with XYZ amount of dollars because the American dollar is almost, you know, double to triple what where they're going.
Yeah, but you know, when you go a lot of places like that, you're trying to live a more peaceful, non-materialistic life.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Say you move to an island. You're not going to, you know, be dressed up. You're going to be dressed down, flip-flops, straw hat. You got a countryside home or you're by the beach all day long. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's no stress. It's you're chilling. You already did all your stress in America. Now you can just lay back and, you know what I mean? Enjoy the weather for real.
Yeah, and people go for like 6 months at a time because like most of the visas are like 3 to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So they go for like 6 months at a time, come back here, do their time. Well, not do their time, you know what I mean?
Come you know, people could get a dual citizenship or some places too.
Can they?
Yeah.
I didn't read about that.
Yeah, you have dual citizenship.
I didn't read about that.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of guys will come back here for like 60 days and then go back over there for like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's fucking crazy when you think about it. And then on top of that, it is, what's the word? They use romanticized on the TV show 90 Day Fiance.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's all that shit is. And it's funny because, you know, it's called Passport Bros, but females do it too.
I mean, you know, females do anything to get ahead. That's the whole purpose of being in a relationship.
Is it?
Most of the time, not all of them.
But it's not as common with females because the thing about it is, what I read is, when men do it, they level up. When females do it, they sort of, what's it called? The men become dependent on them.
Well, because most of the time it's older women and they're trying to live out their fantasies because they're at their sexual prime and they're single.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's usually what that is. Like, still got a groove back type shit.
No, when you think about it, like the show 90 Day Fiance,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the females on there are older.
Mm-hmm.
They're older and they find these like young men from Poland and shit. And so, like, all right, so let me tell you a funny one about one of the last ones I seen. There was a lady who was dating this guy named Usman. Usman been on the show before with another female, right? So when she gets to Usman's country, I think he lives in Nigeria, right? This bitch bought this man a PlayStation 5. A MacBook computer and some other shit, like some Beats headphones, and like this man refused to give up the dick for like almost 2 months, where she was begging for this shit. And I think that's the difference because
she was a white woman.
Yes, her name was Kimberly.
Well, you know,
Kimberly and Usman. But I mean,
she tried to colonize that man.
But here's the funny thing. Kimberly, like, has this, like, exquisite Michael Jackson collection. She sold her Michael Jackson memorabilia to go over there and shit like that. Like, she had, like, an authentic Michael Jackson hat that he threw at a concert and shit. Like, she was just like, you know, I got about $15,000 for this. And I'm like, what?
She did all that to find some dick.
All that to find some dick, yeah.
Because nobody wanted her in the United States because she probably was a horrible person.
Wow.
I'm serious.
Two Gun Tony, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, she probably was a horrible person.
But it makes for good entertainment for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, shout out to the Passport Boys. I'm Passport Bros for real.
You know, people try to give them slack and flack, but...
That goes with anything, you know what I mean? That's no mm-hmm. different than Leonardo DiCaprio dating a 19-year-old right now.
I mean, he like him young, though. That's his thing.
All right, and some Passport Bros like him young, too.
I mean, you know, when you get him from a third world country, it's, you know, it's different.
One guy was just like, look, when you get a woman from overseas, you ain't got to deal with all these first world problems.
Yeah. But, you know, with social media, too, it's going to start, like, they're seeing what's going on in the world, and they're wanting stuff. But a lot of women in the United States think they deserve it just because they're women.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You bring no... what do you bring to the table? Pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's, like I said, that big stigma. You know, women in America... My man's got to have this, that, third, so on and so on and so on.
Like, one thing about, like, a relationship nowadays, I myself stay single for one reason and one reason only. I am not changing. I'm not contouring. I am not doing anything different to be different, to cater to somebody's insecurities.
But the funny thing about me is I used to be the catering dude, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can't do it. Especially at this age, I am not changing who I am. I'm not changing what I do to cater to your insecurities. Every time somebody's phone goes off, it's like, who is that? Who is that? What is that? Who are you talking to? What is that? Where are you going? Where is that at? Nah. I cannot stop being myself to cater to somebody and their insecure feelings. Especially being a man.
I've dated females like that.
Yeah, I can't do it. That wouldn't get past the first hour.
Damn.
It's like, especially when you go out and work, and you got to realize men usually work a harder job than women do. To come home and be nagged about anything, it's just like, wow, I'd rather stay at work. You know what I mean?
Right.
Why you think, like, there's bars that be packed with men after work because they just don't want to go home. They'd rather go home half shit faced it than go home and deal with the person that's at home.
You know the bad part about it is?
What?
You're right. So, like, let me give you, like, the rundown of my last full year of marriage, okay?
Mm.
Last full year of marriage, I slept on the couch.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right when I got out, if she was in the living room, I was in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
When she got tired and decided to go to the bedroom to go to sleep, I went to the living room. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, there was just so much I conformed and bended to try to, you know, meet her type that we just weren't compatible. Now,
but why? Like, why is it you think you have to meet her type?
That's just how it was. But mind you, like, I was being, like, financially abused. She controlled the checkbooks. You know what I mean?
That's like, another thing.
This is going to sound mad weird, and I'll never let this happen again. When I got paid, it went to her bank. And she would give me, like, maybe $10 a day to eat.
Wow.
Or, you know, basically it's like, yo, I want to buy a pair of shoes.
And what made you think that was all right to let her do that?
Because I really didn't understand the dynamics of a relationship.
Mm.
I didn't. I was just... I hate to use the phrase that I was dumb. You know what I mean?
So you thought you'd go out to work every day to hand it over to somebody else?
That's what it was. Like, so, I remember
my... How was that not being robbed?
No, I was being robbed.
Extorted, rather.
I was being robbed. I was being extorted. Whatever you want to say. Used.
And
whatever.
Pimped.
Pimped, simped, whatever.
Man.
I was all that. I remember, this is no lie. I was A manager at Underground Station, right? So my homeboy white boy comes over. Shout out to Jay, by the way. My homeboy white boy comes over and he's just like, yo, like, let's just go grab some wings. Because remember, Wild Wings was new in Charleston, right? Because Wild Wings used to be what? Don Pablo's, right?
I'm not sure.
So, you know, white boy comes over, whatever, whatnot. And he's just like, you know, let's go out and get this. Mind you, I'm walking in the house with almost a, you know, $1,300 check, which was a lot back in, what, 2005, 2004? Like, $1,300 was a lot. I walk in with a $1,300 check, right? And she's just like, did you cash your check? I'm like, yeah. So I take the cash out of my wallet. She takes it, puts it in her purse, gives me 20. And I said, yo, this ain't going to be enough to, you know, eat, get, drink, or anything. But just like on Friday, she said, you better make it enough because I'm not giving you any more until tomorrow.
Wow.
And like, that shit was mad embarrassing, man.
It should be.
No, it was mad embarrassing.
Yeah, that's a little, that must be like a low point.
It was a low point. I've been drugged down in pretty low places. And nigga, how long have you known me?
A long time, but like that for to work and give it to somebody else, for me, it's just a no-no.
Nigga, you've seen me in some low places.
Yeah, it don't get no lower than that though.
But yeah, I kid you not. Like I had yeah. no fun.
It's one no thing to not have. It's another thing to work hard to not have to give to somebody that's demanding it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. And like it was terrible, dude.
I don't know how to say that, but you know, it's like it's only a certain type of woman that will really do that, I think.
What do you mean?
You know, like what type of woman thinks everything you do is just for her to not unless you're bad with money and you make it that decision, but she can't deem what to give you if it's yours.
I wasn't bad with money at all. That's the bad
That's part. What I'm saying.
That's the bad part about it. It was just like she
did she work?
Huh?
Did she work?
At the time, no.
Okay. So she just sat at home
with the kids.
And that was her choice though.
That was her choice.
And collected your money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some evil shit.
So I mean, I'm man enough to admit that that's what happened. Yeah, you know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
Oh well, am I gonna let a woman do that again? I have, but
damn, I think a lot of people think somebody else's happiness is equate to your happiness. It does not.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
I mean, she was happy because she didn't have to do anything, and her whole thing was. You should be thankful that I'm trying to save us money, but I never got to see shit. Even when we divorced, all my money that was in her bank account stayed in her bank account.
And then you never thought to like have a joint bank account?
No. I did not.
Yeah. So you can't buy, basically just gave it away.
Because, you know, some niggas think they in love and shit. And that was me. I thought I was in love. It was just like, you know, I've been with this woman for a long time. We have kids.
But see, the thing with me is I don't believe in love that strong. You know, not to where I'm getting taken advantage of. You know, to where, like,
you go think I was, like everything is good. I didn't think I was getting taken advantage of. Like I said, it was just one of those things that, you know, like, it sucks to talk about now because, you know, when you say shit out loud, you just realize how dumb you, well, not dumb. You know.
Well, no, we had this kind of conversation before. And like I said, I was exposed to a lot of different things as a kid, like the Iceberg Slim shit. And, you know, like I knew the mentality of a you know, a pimp.
Right.
Like, what really are you going to let a woman do? Like, it's one thing to be a trick. It's one thing to just be, like, getting used.
Right.
Like, by all means, if you could afford to do it, it's okay if it's not hurting you. If you could give somebody $1,000 and still have your fun, by all means, do it.
Do it, yeah.
But if you're handing over everything and coming like she's basically your mom.
It wasn't even much mom standard because you gotta understand Diane Lorry, when I
No, I
gave
don't mean by that, but it's a control aspect.
Oh no, I know what you mean. I'm just saying,
Right, mom, can I go? Can I go to McDonald's?
Oh, and there was a lot of times where, I'm just like, hey, I'm going to Red's house, so on and so on and so on. And it was like talking to your mother. It was just like, yo, did you do this? Did you do that? I'm like, yeah, all that shit's done. And she goes, well, I don't think it's fair because you're not home all day. And then when you get home, you just want to rush out somewhere. Bitch, I worked.
I said it before and I'll say it again though.
Say
Mess with them white girls.
You always say that.
Mess with them white girls. I have a little thing with, I couldn't, me personally, couldn't be in a relationship with, it'd be hard to be in a relationship with another race that's not, how do you say? Does not go through the same type of things you go through as a person?
Who doesn't understand the struggle of your nationality? I got you.
Not even the struggle, just like I find a lot of white women are very demanding and very like they are a master at like using certain gifts to get what they want. You know what I mean? Like, have you ever called like an office or something and the receptionist answered the phone? The way they talk to you is almost sexual.
Elaborate.
Okay, so you're talking to somebody about a certain thing. They'll be like, yes. So blah, 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 blah. And they do a lot of heavy breathing and a lot of heavy sighing.
Yeah, I, yeah.
And it's almost like coercing you to listen to the conversation, but in a different type, you know what I mean? A different way.
No,
Where,
were they overly sexualizing things?
yeah, but it just sounds like that. They might not be doing it on purpose to where something else is just more direct to the point. They don't give off like I'm doing too much aspect, so feel sorry for me that I'm doing my job.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
But you know what I just realized?
What?
I didn't realize how you segue into the next subject, which was interracial relationships.
Yeah, it was all a part of the passport thing.
Gotcha.
Interracial and intercultural relationships.
Right. And me being a white flag member of the interracial relationship community. No, I'm joking. We call Red the white girl slayer. Retired white girl slayer at that.
You're number two, though.
Golly, really? I don't know whether to bestow this honor or be offended.
I mean,
I'm not offended.
yeah,
I'm
you
not
can't be
offended.
offended at what you do.
I'm not offended at all. But as you know, being what's it called, the UN, being in interracial relationships. The thing about it is, you said you've never tried it before, and you said
I
basically
won't try it.
you won't try it.
Nah, I
You
won't try
said, and you said basically it's because you don't want to explain to a whole different culture what you go through.
it. Not even explaining, it's almost like, dang, it's almost like with me, it's like, how can I date somebody when 70 years ago, I could have got murdered by their whole family just for winking my eye.
That's true. So
You know what I mean?
wait. Playing devil's advocate here. What is your nationality?
Well, basically black, but I'm black and Puerto Rican.
Black and Puerto Rican. Okay. So no matter what relationship you get into, you're gonna be in an interracial relationship.
But it's still gonna be with somebody who's knows the struggle of being oppressed
Gotcha. Okay,
by
now it makes sense. Okay.
person. Because technically, anybody that's Hispanic or from the island is a result of the slave trade.
Okay, that's
You
true.
know what I mean? It's a result of colonization.
That's true.
You know, because everybody in the Caribbean was a former Indian, whether it be Taino, Carib, or Arawak. They didn't, you know, they became what they are through colonization. And colonization is, you know, taking over. It's a destructive thing. You bring in your religion, you bring in your disease, you bring in your violence, you bring in your ways.
So, but I will say one thing about interracial relationships. It is very, very, very different where you are. Because when I was in New Jersey, nobody cared. You know what I mean?
I don't think nobody really cares per se.
Oh, no. Being in the South, they care.
And even in Jersey, I didn't see it a lot, to be honest with you.
Really? It was
Because I didn't live
everywhere.
in a place like that.
Okay, I'm about to say, because I lived in Somerville, New Jersey. It was
Yeah.
everywhere.
See, that's more middle class of middle, you know what I mean?
Right. And it's so funny because in where I was in Jersey, every other house had an interracial, couple.
Yeah.
Every other, I've never seen that shit before. Like, even when I worked at ShopRite and shit, there was interracial couples everywhere. And like I said, nobody batted an eye. But here's the thing. In South Carolina, or just the South in general, it's either frowned down upon or, look. I'm gonna tell you a
Well,
funny
what's that
story.
funny? Because, like, you're dating somebody whose granddaddy might have been Klan.
That's true. But
You're dating somebody whose granddaddy might have sprayed your granddaddy down with a hose and stick dogs on him.
that's true.
That's not that far away. We think it is, but our parents went and do that in some type of form, whether they were children, you know what I mean?
Right.
Born in the
So
late 50s, early 60s.
a funny story is I've seen it on both sides in one day. So remember when they used to have the Dollar Theater back in North Charleston, right? I was walking, in the Dollar Theater, and there was a bunch of, black teenagers outside, right? So, me and my girlfriend at the time, we were, walking, holding hands and everything, right? And you know how Charleston niggas are. They're just like, yo, what you got a white girl on your arm for a fool? Blah, 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 right? And it was a very tense situation. But, I handled it well. We just walked, didn't say anything, act like we didn't hear them, whatever. So when we get inside, there's a bunch of older, white people. And we're walking, and they're like, she has terrible choice. Like, out of all things, she couldn't find a nice white man. And like, people are being so fucking loud. And again, it was another uncomfortable situation, but that was in the South. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta look, like, even my sister's marriage was frowned down upon, in the South, whatever, whatnot. I've heard people say, wow, your sister's married to a white guy. I'm like, he's not white, he's light skinned. Like on the movie,
What is he though?
he's Italian.
That's still white. I mean, he not gonna get pulled over for being Italian. You know
No,
what I mean?
it was like I said, but like it's so weird because like
But it's
if you
not weird.
what do you mean?
We've only been in America, we've only been citizens for a short period of time. We've only been the actual people for a short period of time.
What was it? Let's just you mean actual people, like talking about segregation. Segregation lifted in what was it, 74?
Yeah, segregation, but like even before that, like you had still people who were quote unquote enslaved in the early 1900s and just didn't know it.
Right.
You know, they were indentured servants and sharecroppers and stuff like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like I don't demonize anybody loving who they love or being in a relationship with who they are. Me personally, I just can't do it because I would have a certain guilt, and not even a guilt, like in the back of my mind, it's just like I don't, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then I think about, like I said, I hear a lot of, I find a lot of them white women are demanding in a
Ooh.
bossy sort of way, ownership sort of way.
Elaborate. That seems like my word for the day.
Like it's almost like a do what I tell you to do, or almost it's almost like a threat, a threatening thing with things, you know what I mean? And it's different getting threat from somebody your own kind of getting threat from a white woman. Say I'm in a house and I have a white girlfriend, right? And she decides that in her mental state that she needs assistance for something does not need assistance, and she calls the police. All she has to do is say the wrong phrase, and in my mind, I have to think, am I going to stay here and risk being shot or risk being arrested for her lying, or am I just going to run and just risk being caught because I don't know what can happen if the police come to my door and see her crying and hysterical, and I'm automatically to blame.
Yo, real shit. Let me tell you a story that happened to me at work one time. So I was working at IHG as a second job, right? So my ex, me and my ex-wife, we separated. This is the first time we separated, right? So I started, you know, what during your separation, they don't recommend that you see somebody else for court standards, but you know, like it happens because you have to be separated for a year. So literally I'm seeing a girl that I work with and you know my ex-wife catches wind of it. She comes up there with my children. I only had you know Alicia and Aliona at the time. Aliona was a baby, like 3 months old, you know what I mean, like baby. And she literally came to my job on my lunch break, left the kids in the car, started yelling at me and you know calling all kind of types of motherfuckers and shit. I'm like, the fuck is going on? So I said, look, I'm going back inside, I'm not going to argue with you. She gets back in the car and starts hitting herself and calls the police and says, yo, he's hitting me. Now mind you, I have so many witnesses and like everybody's like, yo, she's crazy, you know what I mean? So when the police get there, they say, what happened? They don't ask none of the witnesses.
They
She
ask
said,
her.
huh?
They go to her first.
They go to her first and they said, Miss Lori, what happened? And she said, you know, I came here. He started yelling at me in front of people and he slapped me. They heard that. They put me in cuffs right away. I'm like, yo, ask anybody out here. The officers did not want to hear shit. They said, look, Miss Lori, go down to the station, make a report, this, that, the third, and they put me in cuffs. I was literally in jail for about 28 hours because, you know, word of mouth before they gave me what's it called, PR bond. So literally in court, you know, when we had our court date a few months later, she didn't even show up to court and I had like 19 witnesses. And it was just based off her words. So I get what you're saying about being in fear if she calls the police.
I would rather not have to deal with any of that. Not saying this could all it would always happen, but always a potential.
So,
You know,
yeah.
you see like the videos, even Terrell Owens. It was a
Cry for
video of
the
him.
neighbor.
Yeah. And the first thing she said was, you're a black man approaching a white woman. You know what I mean? And that's a very dangerous thing to think about, that somebody thinking like that.
It's sad.
You know, so like me on internet, I have no problem with any race. I like all people. I love all people, friends with all people. But the dating, I just can't do it.
Damn.
I just can't do it. Like it like people, I never believe in the word triggers, but it's certain things that a person can say to you that is very triggering. You know what I mean?
Right.
When it's demanding and it's like, you know, a very, how you say it? Oh, it's like almost like an ownership thing. Like, I own you, you mine, you belong to me. You know? And it's, I think it's hard on kids too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like racial identity is, it could be something very hard.
And I mean, having biracial children, I talk to them and, you know, my children consider themselves black, of course. But, it, you know, it's funny because, you know, having a talk with Aliona a couple years ago, she says, you know, I do suffer through racial identity. Certain times where the black girls will call me, oh, we'll get the white girl out of here. And hang out with white girls. They're like, yo, get the black, you know what I mean?
And it also causes them to be, I think it causes them to be more problematic because they are more likely to be, have to be aggressive almost to prove their toughness. You know what I mean?
Right.
And because, you know, you get picked on, especially back in the day. Like now it's like light skin, light skin, light skin. But back in the day, it was not like that. Like you got picked on for being light skin a lot of the times.
Right. And some people did the paper bag test.
You know, like it wasn't, maybe as an adult, it kind of worked out easier for you. But as kids, kids are cruel. They are very cruel.
Correct.
So, you know, you have to you defend yourself.
Hold on. Cruel after and unhinged.
Yeah, but after a while, your defending yourself becomes, you become more of a aggressor. You know what I mean?
Right, because that's all you know, fighting your way out of battles.
And at some point, you're like, it ain't even going to get to that.
That's true.
You know, like, I'm the bully now. I done been battle tested. There's nothing you could tell me.
Yeah, and, you know, when I talk to my son about, you know, being biracial and everything, again, he just says, oh, I'm just black. Like,
yeah.
He even, you know, goes as far as saying, look, that's how everybody sees me. That's how society sees me. I'm a black male.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You know.
So, yeah. Huh. What else? What else we got on the board?
These unidentified flying objects in the sky getting shot down.
Listen, it started with the balloon over Myrtle Beach.
That went from Canada to Myrtle Beach at that.
Damn, South Carolina just went, let's get this shit out the sky.
Then they shot one over Lake Huron in Michigan.
I saw that.
It was like five of them in the past like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah. No, there were three in the past week and I think five in the past month.
Yeah, all together.
Yeah.
No, it's just some weird shit.
And, you know, everybody's just like, oh, UFO aliens. No, let's look at the list. Look at the, what's it called? Abbreviation for UFO. Unidentified flying object.
Yeah, it's not no UFOs. It's clearly, I really don't think if a UFO was to come down here, that any weapon that America, this world has would be able to shoot it down. I really doubt that.
What? Right.
You know what I mean? I doubt that. Not unless they sent down one to get shot down. You know what I mean?
Basically, what's it called? Yeah. An observation probe.
Yeah, like that shit had no weapons, no armor, no nothing. That shit, you know.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe in extraterrestrials?
Yeah. Okay. But that's just saying we're not alone in the vast universe. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We're just one galaxy of billions of galaxies. This can't be the only place in the world, only place in the universe where it's some type of sentient life.
That's it, where there's a living life form.
Yeah, not even a living life form, just like how we are. You know what I mean? It doesn't even have to be like us. It's just something.
So let's just say we traveled a billion light years away.
Mm-hmm.
You think there's another planet or situation like Earth somewhere.
Yeah, that mirrors us, yeah.
Okay.
It may be something a little different, though. Like, maybe they don't breathe oxygen. Maybe they breathe something else. Maybe they breathe helium. Maybe maybe their water isn't salt. Maybe it's sweet. Maybe it's just never know.
Right. Oh, well.
Maybe they still live with dinosaurs type animals.
How about that? Or maybe where, like, dogs are the human and human are the dogs.
Yeah, like, how you call them? Like, animatrophic?
Yes.
You know, you just never know.
Like, just think if another country, I'm not country, another galaxy was just smart enough to visit Earth. Earth is ghetto.
I mean, they might be just as ghetto, though.
No, I said that's probably why they don't visit us. They're like, them people are civilized.
They tear just they're very destructive.
Who knows? Yeah. There might be a galaxy where money doesn't exist. Everybody lives harmoniously.
Well, that's the way it was here. Up until a certain group of people started colonizing. Oof. You know, you had trade. You had the Silk Road. You had the barter system. You had a form of socialism where everybody, like, the farms and the land was owned by the farmers and they went to market. You know what I mean? But then you had empires. I wouldn't even say that, but you had empires, but all that came from a control aspect, like through religion or something like that. But when people started stealing land outright from other places, not even really conquering it, just like landing there and yeah.
I get that.
And taxing stuff that don't belong to you and, you know, charging for everything. Like, people be like, they charge for water. Like, I can understand that because it has to be filtered. It has to, you know what I mean?
You can buy your own filtration system.
Nah, but you know, people, you shit and piss in that same water.
That is true.
You know, so.
I think one of the worst things about, and I know we're getting off subject here. I think one of the worst things about being an American citizen is you can't do simple things to survive. You need a license to go fishing. You can't collect rainwater. You know what I mean? It's just like.
Yeah. I mean, one of the worst things about being an American citizen is not knowing if you're going to get killed by the police anytime you go out the house.
That's true. Every time you walk out the house, you're taking a risk.
Word, especially being black. You fit the description.
Dude. Did I tell you about the time I got pulled over in the 300 because I fit the description of somebody and I was like hemmed up for about 2 hours?
Fit the description of who?
They said I fit the description of a guy who stole steaks out of Food Lion. Kid you not.
Like, so you telling me a motherfucker was this tall, right?
6'6".
Same color eyes, same type of skin tone, same everything. And he was stealing steaks. You know what I mean?
And that's what I kept on saying. I said, look at the tattoos. Did they have matching tattoos? My tattoos are one of a kind. And they just kept saying, you know, like, do you have a black hoodie in the car? I said, no. Do you mind if we search? I said, I do mind. Hold tight. So, like, going back and forth with the guy at Food Lion, you know, talking on the phone, whatever, whatnot. Mm-hmm. Then they sent the guy from Food Lion, the manager from Food Lion there. You know the first thing the guy said was?
What?
That's not him.
Mm. And what was the description?
The description was white t-shirt, black jeans.
That's it.
That's it.
And how would they know that was you just by you driving?
Because I was at the gas station.
Okay.
So, think of
the most common description in the world was you.
Say what?
The most common description of anybody in the world just happened to be you.
Correct.
White t-shirt, they black jeans.
They did not see what car the guy got in.
Mm.
So, you're familiar with Latin Road. The food line is right here. Sunoco is not even less than a mile down the road. I'm pumping gas. So I get a car stops in front of me. Then there's a cop car with blue lights behind me. I'm like, what the fuck? And that's how it went. You fit the description.
Wow.
And they just kept on, you know, questioning me. Why can't we search your car?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where are the stakes? I'm like, what? But it's the craziest thing.
Because you're guilty until proven guilty.
Pretty much.
Right.
I'm just like,
they're not trying to prove you innocent. They're trying to prove your guilt.
And he, you know, I'm just like, yeah, there's another guy in a white t-shirt right there, but he has blue jeans. Okay, and guy could have changed in the car.
For real.
You don't remember me telling you about this? This is like almost 3 years ago when I had the 300.
I don't know. Maybe. I think I might have forgot about it. We might have not went in detail about it.
And no, we didn't go into full detail. I think I just, you know, was just like, yo, I was hemmed up for 2 hours thinking. You know,
yeah.
Yeah, you don't remember me telling you about this?
I don't think so.
Because you were the first person I called.
Yeah, like I said, you probably didn't go in detail about it.
So, but yeah, I fit the description. White t-shirt, black jeans.
Stealing steaks, right?
Stealing steaks. Don't get me wrong. I love steak.
I eat
two or three steaks every week.
Mm-hmm.
But not enough to steal.
What do y'all have, an all ports bulletin about somebody stealing steaks? Like, that doesn't sound right. So you never went to Bilo to watch the tapes, or you know what I mean?
No, they had one officer there reviewing the tapes.
Mm-hmm.
That officer in turn had to come down a mile down the road, well, less than a mile down the road, and look at it and says, I don't know. I don't know. We got to, you know, so on and so on. And he had like the pictures on his cell phone. And I'm like, look at the tattoos. That person clearly has none.
Mm-hmm.
But they still want to keep you there.
And was the guy your height?
No, he had to be about 6 foot.
Man, that's short compared to you.
Yeah, he had to be about 6 foot. And they kept on going through the footage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the guy was wearing a hat.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm like, look, I got a, you know, Yankees logo on my hat. There's nothing on his hat.
Mm-hmm.
Hold tight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
No, it's funny to me now, but
mm-hmm.
Hold tight.
Yeah, I'm good on all that. So, anything I could possibly have police interaction with, I'm not doing it.
Gotcha.
Man, they just, I try to keep my distance from them people.
Nah, I got you.
They'll shoot me because I start running my mouth.
In certain situations, I will admit, I will run my mouth, but like,
I don't care if you caught me with this shit. I'm running my mouth.
Yeah,
man. For real. Because there's no reason for you to have to, you know what I mean? Most of the time, you don't be doing shit. Especially in South Carolina. Them dirty fuckers down there, boy.
In certain situations, what can you do? You know what I mean?
Like, they'll bust U-turns just to get behind you. Like,
well, man.
Like, if you bust a U-turn to get behind somebody, you had intentions on pulling them over before any infraction or a crime.
Do you remember the last time I got pulled over?
Mm-mm.
Which was, the beginning of last month.
Mm-hmm. I'm
picking up Chinese food, and an officer already had somebody pulled over and decided to jump in his car and pull me over for, what did he say, failure to yield to an officer?
Mm-hmm.
Because this man was, like I said, again, another time on Latin Road.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was, you know, had somebody pulled over. Now, mind you, he was, you know, in the center lane. You know,
mm-hmm.
he was in the center lane and he was walking back towards his car. I drive past. He says that I should have got into the lane that was right beside me, but I couldn't because there was a Dodge Dart right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I slowed down, went past him, and he got in his car and pulled me. Mm. While the other car was still pulled over.
Wow.
You know what I bet he told that motherfucker?
What?
Hold tight.
Well, he probably had his information. That's the thing. He probably still had his paperwork.
I did get mouthy with that cop, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing about it, I was like, you know, you're on some bullshit right now. Like, so on and so on. And I'm on the phone with my mom because, you know, like, and she's just like, you know, Jerome, just be nice to the cops, so on and so on. I said, no, he pulled me over some bullshit.
Be
so
like, do not call me Jerome in the presence of no police.
No, nah, she called me Jerome.
You already guilty.
Yeah, she called me by my middle name.
If your name is Jerome or Tyrone in the presence of police, you are guilty.
It's a own.
Jerome, Tyrone, what else is another guilty name? Daryl. Yeah, Tyrone. You guilty. All that.
Garnell, Darnell.
Varnell.
Terrell.
Tyrell. Right, if you sound like a wide receiver on somebody's football team, you're guilty.
What Uncle Ruckus say on the Boondocks?
Rashid, what?
That nigga guilty.
Yeah, give me like your hold that down. Don't call me that.
But
call me Noah or Logan or something when I'm around the police.
This officer comes back with a printout and said, "This is what you did wrong. I'm gonna give you a warning tonight, but review this."
Mm.
So, yeah,
dirty fuckers.
But yeah, we got an hour and we should be good, right?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Digga Jones. That's Two Gun Tony, and we are the Troublemakers. And closing statements, Gunner.
Closing statements. Happy Valentine's Day to all the people who celebrate it or have a Valentine. You know, it's nothing wrong with spreading love, but why spend extra money to prove it to somebody when you do it all day long?
What they say, why spend $200 on a hotel room when you can do the same two positions at your house?
For real. You know, I get the holiday thing. It's a money grab, but, you know, it's cute too. You know what I mean? But it should be very minimalistic.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Flowers, food, chocolates.
Flowers, cards, and candy.
You know, that type of thing. All that extra, you know, do what you want to do, you know. But, you know, make it, some people think it's just like if they don't get it on that special day, like it's like you could treat a woman like a princess all year round, but Valentine's Day, oh my, you don't love me. You know what I mean? Like stop putting so much emphasis on these man-made holidays that are just money grabs.
Right.
Now, even Christmas, it is, but the thing about Christmas and Thanksgiving, you actually could use that time to be with family and, you know, serve a purpose. Not saying that being with your loved one isn't good, but, you know, just for one day on a Tuesday. You know what I mean?
I agree.
It's just, you know, chill out. It's good to spread love. I send my little Valentine's Day. It's good to put a little smile on somebody's face, but it's just a text. You know, you didn't have to go all out.
Right.
You know, just to let somebody know, you know, you thought about them that day or you want to see them have a smile on their face should be enough.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's all the closing statement?
Oh, and you know, I hope nobody takes this show wrong. Don't try to make it a race thing or blah, blah, blah. You know how y'all get. They feel like they're under attack when you speak a certain truth or speak your opinion. It's not that. You know what I mean?
Make sure y'all get y'all's passport.
If somebody want to be a passport bro, let them, because obviously the people in their hometown, home state, or home country is not giving them any type of attention. So why be mad when somebody else is?
Hey. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for listening. Like I said, last week, we really appreciate you guys. Wait, was it last week?
Oh, and last week, no, I did not leave the show.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and clear this shit up, please.
I was, I think I got a call, and it kind of messed it up, and it being a game show, by the time I was going to get back on there, it was already kind of ruined in my mind, but I did jump back in just to, you know, let it know that I didn't leave or leave because somebody was on the show. Like, that is the most ridiculous thing I could think of. You know what I'm saying? I've never had nobody on the show that made me want to leave except Nasty Melly. And I stayed the whole time. Yeah, I stayed the whole time. You know what I mean?
You stayed the whole time with Nasty Melly. You left.
I did leave, right?
Yeah, you left.
Yeah, you know, I did, you know, maybe I stayed long enough. But like, this was so early in the show that I was clearly going to win because I'm that nigga. Why would I leave?
Right.
You know?
And like I said, like he said, you know, like, honestly speaking, the disdain that y'all had towards it, saying that, oh, he left because the new guy was on there, had nothing to do with it.
And I did come back, but at that point,
the show had to go on.
Why would I just be on the phone breathing when I could just listen to it on the playback at that point? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm not answering. Like, the show's I'm already missed 20 minutes.
And it's like I said, the only reason why X Jack came on is because we were doing the game show. We couldn't do it again, you know, from the top because they would know the answer to the questions. The show had to go on.
Yes, I did not leave because this, that, and the third. Nah, that's not it.
Yeah, and y'all some finicky people saying, oh, he left because of the new guy and this, that, and the third. Like, so on. Stop.
Yeah, that's really crazy. And me being
a Ryan too.
If I don't like somebody on the show, you're gonna know it.
Yeah, we have what, only two people do not return list.
Mm-hmm.
And he named one of them just a few seconds ago.
Yeah.
I said, damn nigga, let me get my finish in.
And then it just cuts off the whole shit.
Right. It didn't even let me finish or nothing. It was just like, because if you just left, I could have finished by myself. But yeah, again, if there's somebody that we don't like on the show, we don't discuss it until after the show.
Yeah.
We keep the show going because that's what professionals do.
You know, everybody that had been on the show mostly was pretty good.
Yeah. Like I said, shout out to Ryan.
Got a couple of people who do like annoying shit.
Of course.
Are people who come on your show and try to take it over with not saying nothing?
Of course.
Right, don't try to take over the show when you ain't got nothing to talk about.
At all.
Or don't try to dictate how the show goes, especially when you never be on the show.
Right.
Yeah. Stay where the fuck you at on that line, answer questions.
Stay in your lane, please.
Especially when you come on our show as a guest. Speak when you're spoken to.
Right. And that's, you know, one thing. And that's one thing that Red.
And that's not even to be on some bully aggressive shit, but you know what I'm saying? That's just how it is.
Yeah,
somebody, that's what, dicks take the show, and that's usually Digger with the questions. You know what I'm saying?
Either Red, the questions or the game show. Like, it doesn't, you know what I mean?
Everybody has their own thing. Red is the storyteller, long-winded one. I'm the quick, fast uppercut. Interjection one.
Shoot from the hip.
Yes. Everybody has their own style, but when you come and try to like take over, you know, especially when you're not on the show at a lot, like be a guest.
Right.
If you're a person who's on the show all the time, by all means, do your thing.
And it's like I said, there's room for everybody. Just play your part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Don't try to do too much, especially when you're saying dumb shit. There's been a couple people on here that just say some dumb shit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and they've only been on the show maybe twice, so.
No names called.
Yeah, no names called. But, you know, at most, mostly everybody else is all, guests have been a very good experience, except Nasty Nelly.
Yeah, that rubbed you the wrong way. What was that? That was year number two, right?
Yeah, she just was.
Yeah, that rubbed you the wrong way. It rubbed you so wrong that we said that she wasn't even the first female on the show. You, like, really erased her appearance.
Yeah, like, she was very, trying to be very dominant in everything, and she was in a car, and it was raining.
And it was raining.
Yeah, and, like, she's one of these person people. Like, I'm not even going to put a lot of females into a category, but females have this thing where it is no black and white. They try to glide in a gray area prove a point.
Yeah, I'm right, you're wrong.
Or is it I, but, or me, or no? You know what I mean? Well, I. We're not talking about that. We're talking about in general. You don't have to defend yourself.
Right, right.
And, like, birds fly. Generally, birds fly south of the winter. Well, I usually fly west. Nobody, you're not a, are you a bird? You know what I mean? Like, you get defensive about, you feel attacked. A lot of people feel attacked when, for some reason, that they shouldn't. That's something a lot of people got to work on.
So, but for all those people who thought Gunner just wasn't feeling, you know, the guest, stop it.
And another prime example of, like, just like our conversations, we talk all the time.
Right.
I don't have no problem saying what I will not do, what I don't like, what I do like.
Correct.
Do you ever feel attacked? It's not a personal attack on somebody else.
It's just like somebody will listen to the show today and feel like, yo, I can dig it for dating white girls. He's not.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, this is somebody I've known almost 30 years.
And do I like, dislike other people? No. Will I act funny around somebody in a relationship? No. Would I bang a fine-ass white girl out? Maybe so.
Maybe, he said.
Yeah, like a relationship part, who knows? And who knows? Maybe I could find, like, if I found somebody I felt, you know? But then, like I said, it's still that back fear, like, damn, what if she decides to flip one day?
Right.
You know, an emotional creature. What if she just has that moment?
Where she calls the cops.
Right. And I'm not sitting and waiting to tell my story. I'm out. Y'all gonna have to catch me in the wind. For real. Because I am not dying on my front steps, and I'm not getting locked up for somebody lying on me.
You know, if you do run, they put a warrant out for your arrest.
Fine. Like I said, catch me in traffic, but you are not gonna brutalize me in my own home over a lie. Because, like I said, it's always somebody's word against yours.
Facts.
And then, and when they see what's going on, what? You know what I mean?
Facts.
Yeah. Sleeping Beauty said he hit her.
She was asleep throughout the whole thing. How you?
But she didn't say that she was a professional dodgeball athlete and she has bruises all over her body. No. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm good on that.
So. All right, let me finish the closing statement so I can go. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Two Gun, for, like I always say, always being a gracious co-host. If you know anybody, shout out to Red for doing this Valentine thing. So, if you know anybody going through a hard time, it takes 2 to 3 seconds to text somebody or call somebody and ask them if they're good. Those 2 to 3 seconds can go a long way. Other than that, God bless and good night.
Peace.